From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and this is Love to Love. And today we have a talk by Sri Sai Surendranath, who is a teacher at Swami's Higher Secondary School. He joined the Sri Sathya Sai Junior College in the year 1977 and also belonged to the first batch of BCom and MCom courses. Later, Swami handpicked him to be a teacher at the Sri Sathya Sai Higher Secondary School, and he has taught 30 batches of students since then. And few years ago, he received the Best Teacher Award from the Ministry of Human Resource Development, Government of India. He is also a part of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan Group as a coordinator and a tabla player. This very moving talk, which is also full of humor, was delivered in Dharmakshetra on the 9th of December 2015 as a part of the Samarpan series. Stay tuned, dear listeners. At 3:30 p.m. we have the live Telugu segment, Sri Sathya Sai Divya Sandesha Chari. With that, over to Sri Sai Surendranath.
Om Sri Sai Ram. I offer my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters of Sai family, and my dear, dear loving students, and the vibrant, active Samarpan team, my loving greetings to all of you. Good evening, Sai Mumbai. Good evening, spiritual Mumbai. Just outside the campus, we have thousands and thousands of people running around, racing around in the path of life, want to achieve something, want to reach a particular goal in their life, for their name, for the fame, what not. But today, this evening, in Dharmakshetra, we are here. Swami says, without my will, even the blade of grass will not move. If we have been moved from our home to this holy place, we are all doubly blessed. And we are blessed because He has attracted us here, and next few minutes we are going to be with Him. Samarpan, as He said, it's an excellent platform wherein it's a spiritual gathering, you can say spiritual satsang. You must have heard many standing here and sharing beautiful moments of their life with this beautiful Lord. And many more to come and will continue to happen with this beautiful team and with the grace of our divine Lord. In this platform, we said satsang. Swami said satsang is good company. Samarpan is in the company of God. We are here at His lotus feet this evening seeking His love and blessings. Today, my topic, my Babaji. The next 1 hour or so, let us spend this beautiful moments in the contemplation of this divine Lord. Babaji, Ji is guide. Babaji is a guru. Babaji is God. How this Babaji guided me in this life? How this Babaji as guru taught me many things in this life? How this Babaji as God loved me, protected me, and made me stand today in front of you? I indebted to Him all through my life. It is because of Him I am here. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sweet Lord. for making my life a success story. I want to take up how Babaji, as guide, some incidents from my life, Babaji as guru, some incidents in my life, and as God as well. So let us take up one by one. Swami always says this statement you must have heard. Don't walk in front of me. I may not lead you. I may not follow you. Don't walk behind me. I may not lead you. But just walk besides me and be my friend. Yes, this is very much true in my life. When I felt as a guru, there was distance, fear. He's somewhere, something to learn. So I developed a distance between me and the guru. When I felt that he's God, fear. He knows everything, he will catch me on the wrong side. Fear, again there was a barrier. But as Swami said, when I accept him as my friend, no fear, no barrier, and no distance, because you can be very close and very free with your friend. So treat him as your friend. In this context, I would like to narrate one incident wherein, somewhere in 1975, I had health issues, and doctor, after diagnosing, he said, this guy had heart attack. Because it used to recur quite often, and 1 month it was very bad, excruciating pain, sweating, my left side became numb, everything became dark, and I know that I'm going to leave this world. I mean, leave this body. That was the condition where when doctor declared that he had heart attack and he needs to be careful and he needs lot of bed rest, and I was arrested in the house, given rest for my academics. So I did not go to college. When I was studying in Chennai, that time it was 10th standard, and then 11th standard, otherwise it is called SSLC, Secondary School Leaving Certificate. And then we go for pre-university course, only 1 year. So I was doing MBPC, physics, maths, chemistry and biology. Halfway through, cut short, and I could not continue my studies. Then my family came to Parthi for Swami's blessings, and as usual, this mischievous Lord Krishna, when you want, he will ignore you. When you ignore him, then he will come to you. So we desperately want an interview, want to have a word, want to have assurance, and the distance became more and more. He ignored. Then one fine morning, okay, whenever you want, you give interview. Forget it. We are not going to ask. The next day morning, we got the interview. Love my uncertainty. That is his clarion call. So there he called us, and in the interview room, after all that family interview, he looked at me and said, hey, chaduko, study. Oh my God. Enjoyed my vacation, a very long vacation, lost interest in academics, and this gentleman standing in front and says, chaduko. I didn't want to study. So immediately, at that age, young blood, Swami, I'm not interested in studies. I don't want to study. Hey, chaduko, ni manchige cheptunanu. I am telling for your good. Study. I thought he is not going to leave me. Immediately counterattack. Swami, you want me to study? You give me seat in your college. Then I will study. Otherwise, I will not study. I thought he will not give me seat. I can escape. Then immediately Swami said, oh, you want seat in my college? I said, yes, Swami. I thought some ray of hope. Then Swami looked at me and said, do you know my students? They are all rank students. They get gold medal. Can you do that? I said, why not? With your blessings, I can also get gold medal. I can also get good marks. If I give you a plate of food, you have to eat, man. You have to eat. Yes, Swami, I have to eat. But give me the strength so that I can eat. Ah, you are talking too much. Swami raised his hand and said, Yakku matlartav nuvu. And then finally I was jacked. He said, okay, apply. I will give seat. So that is how he guided. Then went back and applied for my pre-university course. Unfortunately, in Karnataka state, 10+2 system started. So I have to do 2 years intermediate. Anyway, everybody says I am 2 PhD, 2 PG, I am 2 intermediate. 1 half, of course. And then finally, I applied. Apply. No reply from the college. What's happening? Time is rolling by. Days passing by. And my dad called and told me, hey, it's getting too late. If you miss the bus, 1 more year, again you will not study. And Swami said he will give you seat. What I should do, dad? Tell me. He said, see, go to Vrindavan campus. Find out what is the position. I said, okay. I am there in the campus. Enter the office. Met a clerk there. And I told, sir, I applied. And I did not get the call letter. What's happening? Where did you apply? When did you apply? To whom you applied? For what course you applied? A list of questions went on. Then I said, I applied all these things. Then it is not here. Where you applied? I said, I applied to Babaji. What? Babaji? Yes. He told me in the interview room, you apply. And I applied. I wrote, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, Vrindavan campus, put my application and posted it. Then that guy heavily came upon me and said, stupid fellow, you have to apply to college, not to Baba. I said, I don't know. How can you do this? I am seeing the quotation. Love all, serve all. And this man, profusely loving me, harshly loving me, I said, what is happening here? Then immediately I said, what I should do? He said, tomorrow is the last date. Gun case. Oh my God. One side, yes, I need not study. Another side, when I see my dad's face and when I see Babaji's face, I am getting scared. You must study. So, area of hope. Suddenly one corner, one soft gentleman, love all, serve all, was there. And that man looked at me and said, Babu, come here. I ran desperately. What's your problem? Sir, I told everything and I applied. Swami said, apply. I applied to Bhagavan Baba. Is it my mistake, sir? And that man is shouting. And okay, Babu, don't worry. Tomorrow is the last date. I will search in the files by chance your application. Do you know your application number? Nothing. Only I know my name. I said, okay, give your name. Tomorrow you come by 10:30. By chance, if your application form is here, things will be all right. Otherwise, all right, goodbye. I said, okay, fine. I went back. Next day, promptly 10:45, I'm there in the campus. This gentleman looked at me and said, Babu, come here. I said, what happened? Yesterday you came, no? I went home and I was very bad mood. What, Swami, you told me apply and I applied and writing first day itself, this man shouting at me, what I should do, all that. You know, I was pouring out my agony, my love to my love Lord. And then finally, next day morning, when I met this gentleman, he says, yesterday you came, you left. Within 1 hour, warden brought one envelope and gave in the office. When I opened that envelope, that was your application form. I said, wow, that's great. When I was there, it was not there. They chased me out and told me, come tomorrow. After I left that afternoon, my application form is there. Anything seen by God, anything felt by God, anything touched by God, anything blessed by God is unique, is sanctified, is special. So too that day, my application form.
Do you know why? Babaji sent my application form. So I became VIP that day. Because Babaji sent application form, means this guy must be special. I didn't know this. So this man already went and approached principal and told, sir, Swami sent this application form. This boy came yesterday and today is the last day, sir, and he has applied, blah, blah, blah. Introduction was already given. And this man told, I have done everything. You just have to go and meet principal. I said, great. You just have to trust him. He will guide you. Every moment he will guide you. Provided if you trust him. You trust him and you trust him and leave it to him. He will do the job. That is why Swami says, take one step and I will take 100. And here I am standing in front of principal, Professor Narendra. Very nice, very loving gentleman. And Professor Nanjundaya, Bangalore University Faculty Commerce. And he was there in the interview board. These two were sitting there. They went through my application. They said, you already studied intermediate. I said, yes, sir. And then he said, Babu, science group, MPBC, I can't give. I said, why, sir? Your marks in chemistry is not that good. Yes, sir. Chemistry is, even today, it is mystery for me, sir. Then why you want to take MPBC? I don't know any other group, sir. I know only MPBC or maybe any, other than chemistry, if anything is there, you give me, sir. Then he said, why don't you take commerce group? Commerce? What is that commerce group, sir? I heard arts, but commerce is what, sir? HECA. What is HECA? History. Okay, social studies. Economics. Okay, part of social studies. Accountancy. What is that? Commerce. What is that, sir? These two things are alien to me. Will they teach from the scratch, from the beginning? Of course, ABC of accountancy will be starting from the 11th class onwards. Sir, I forgot to ask Swami which group I should take. I am in a dilemma. I don't know what to do. No, Mr. Nanjude was telling, no, this is good for you. You will shine. Take my word. You take this group. The moment he said, I still very vividly remember, just above his head, there was a big clock, exactly 12 o'clock, and it was chiming, clang, clang, clang. I said, okay, guidance, done. I am into commerce group now. I said, yes, sir, I am ready. Yes, I am into HECA now. The date, everything is confirmed, and they told me, come and join, and they gave me second language, Sanskrit. Sanskrit is bouncers. I don't know Hindi because I was in Tamil Nadu. Hindi was not allowed those days. And Sanskrit is further alien. So I went and they told Sanskrit is very easy. You can score 100 out of 100. So I went and sat in the Sanskrit class. Everybody was yelling and shouting something. All bouncers for me. I said, this is not the day. I am going to go back home. I will flop. That time chemistry was a mystery. Now Sanskrit is again another mystery. I don't know. I am missing something in my life. And then I went and told Professor Narendra, our principal, sir, this is the problem. Like me, three more brothers joined me. So I'm not alone. I have company. So these guys, they didn't know what to do, just like me. And Professor went and told Swami. Swami, these three boys have this problem. And they are from Tamil Nadu. And their second language is Tamil. And we don't have Tamil. I don't know what to do. Swami said, I will take care. This beautiful, sweet Lord went for a darshan and he just picked up one bald man sitting in the crowd, told him, go for interview. That man desperately, full of joy and enthusiasm, he ran. And there when he was standing, Swami told, will you teach Tamil for my students? Ayyo, Bhagyam Swami, Bhagyam, Bhagyam, he said. That man is a Tamil professor, St. Joseph College, Bangalore, Swami's devotee. That day Darshan, he was sitting. You see, the Lord can come down to that level, fishing this guy out from the crowd, just for this silly souls, three guys, three students. He did that match fixing. And then finally he told professor, everything is done. This man will come, introduce the boys to this. So we used to have once a week class. This man became VIP. He never sits in the crowd because he's teaching faculty, Tamil. He walks in straight to Trai Brindavan and sits like a VIP. Wow, he's happy. We are happy. I finished my intermediate with Tamil second language. Guidance. You just trust him. And that is how things happen. This sounds very silly. But when you sit back and think how all this can happen, it is because of his divine will, his power, his love. He can come down to any level to uplift us. That is why he is divine. That is why he is our sweet, beautiful Lord. And here you are. I am going to start university in Puttaparthi. How many of you are going to join? Promptly I used to lift my hand, standing in the front line. And Swami fished out 18 boys. I was one of the guys. We were the first batch. Joined Brindavan. Did BCom. Then we didn't know what to do. Because we were the first batch. Next what? Swami said, I will start MCom. Do. I said, okay, fine. First batch MCom. I finished MCom. Next we didn't know what to do. Swami said, PhD. Yes, 5 of us applied for PhD. And that is the time in the higher secondary school, junior college, they wanted somebody to teach for management at the 12th class and BO for the 11th class. They recommended my name. And finally, Swami asked, are you willing to go and teach? Upanyasam istavara, Swami asked. Swami, meer edi cheppina nenu adi chestanu. I have nothing on my own. The simple reason and the most important reason, when I joined BCom in Prashanthi Nilayam, one day Swami sent word through warden, tell him, from today onwards, I will take care of him and his life. He is not supposed to ask even one paisa from his father. Everything I will take care. Tell him he is my son. And tell him to follow. And call him separately and tell him this. And warden called me and told me, and this beautiful love, he looked after me in all aspects, in every aspect. Even for my haircut, every month he used to send money through warden. He used to give me clothes, including stretching charges. Like that, he brought me up. Even many of my classmates do not know that, those days. That is how this Lord guided me all through my life, and today I am standing in front of you. What more proof that you need? What more thing that I need to explain to understand this? Swami, you cannot understand. Swami, you have to experience. So that is how he guided me. And if not that day in the interview, if I would have escaped, I don't think you will be standing and sitting and I'll be standing here. He guided my life. Please, dear brothers and sisters, trust him. It is our great good fortune, knowingly or unknowingly, when he came, we came. And when we came, we realized and he accepted us. And when he accepted us, we have to surrender to him and he will take care. I will go to another very touching and moving experience in my life, how Swami guided. 89-90 Kodaikanal, when I went, Swami started Pendli Chesko, get married. And as a student, all of you know, guys, Pendli means it is out of syllabus for students. Pendli means Swami will get a little upset. But in front of parents, Pendli Chesko, manchidi, parents will feel happy, you will feel happy, Chesko, Chesko. In front of parents, he will play a band bajao. Because to make parents happy. After parents go, stupid, you want to get married? Chee, shameless. Like that he will shout. So, idi nijama, adi nijama. Is this true or is that true? So this Maya Nataka Sutradhari confuses you. Whether that day in front of parents what he speaks is true. And now he is shouting, this is true. Which is true? The true is you are going through. That is the only truth. So now the best part is my chance. Started in 99. I knew the game. I've seen many games of this type. Now I am part of that game. So I decided to play my game calm and quiet. Simply nod your head. Let's see what happens. Why unnecessarily getting agitated, having hope, and then finally rubbing everybody on the wrong shoulder, including Swami, and you get hurt in the process. Missing, smile and keep quiet. One day Swami called my parents. He fixed the wedding. He fixed the date. April 15th, 9:10:30, Muhurtam. Very good Muhurtam. That is the Muhurtam where Rama got married. Oh, all that he told. My father is very happy as if he is going to get married. Okay. Ah, what? Like that. He is full. You know, when Swami speaks like that. So they are all ready. What about me? I am sidetracked. Because if he tells me, I will say no. So best thing is, roundabout route. Convincing my parents, fixed everything, and he went to my would-be. She also didn't want to get married. And Swami said, see, you are coming all the way doing service. I want you to stay with me and not coming and going. Will you marry? I will give my student. She fell for the game. And she said, okay. And that is how that side is fixed and this side is fixed and it is a quick fix. Finished. Okay? Now, anyway, to cut down the story. Now we finished all this. June 1st, March 31st, our academic year. Come what may. 31st, we close the gate of the campus. June 1st, we open the case. You know it. So, all these years, I was in hostel. I have a room. I'm the wing teacher, taking care of children, and also doing a lot of service. And bells beckons me for all sessions, for food. Ting, 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 breakfast ready. Ting, 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 lunch ready. Ting, ting, ting. The hostel life is between first bell and second bell. First bell, get ready. Second bell, start eating. First bell, stand in line. Second bell, start the line. So the hostel life was like that. Now, damn it, I am not alone. Somebody is next to me and she is not allowed inside the hostel. Now, where will I go? What will I do? It's all question mark. And I know, in Prashanthi Nilayam, if you want accommodation, as it is, trouble. For devotees only, trouble. And for me, after marriage, young couples cannot stay inside ashram. Married couple cannot stay inside ashram. By chance, if you are staying, they will give you a room. And the room will be without kitchen. And finally, the room, some donor or owner room. And if the donor or owner comes, you have to run away from the room. Go to the shed. Oh my God. I saw all the sequence. Chuck, 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 like TV serial. Oh, no, no, no. The best thing is to hit the nail straight. What is that? If Babaji says, everything is straightforward. Nothing can touch you. Nothing will happen to you. But Babaji has to say no. So I stayed back. All boys, June 1st, went to college. And I was standing in Tribrindavan. Swami from his bedroom, he saw me standing. He called Warden. Warden, enduku poledu? College open ayipindi kada? Enduku akade unnadu? College is opened and this guy is still there. Why is he not gone for classes? He came running. Hey, Swami shouting at me, you go, come on, vacate from this place. I said, how will I vacate, sir? I have to vacate hostel. Where will I vacate now? I have to vacate hostel and I need to get some ticket to stay. So do something. What will I do? I tell Swami that I want accommodation. You go and tell Swami. Whatever Swami says, I will do. He ran again. Then after 10 minutes, he come running. Swami told, all devotees are going to Prashanthi Nilayam. Where do they go for accommodation? Accommodation office. Tell him to go to accommodation office and ask for accommodation. They will give. It is not that easy. For one day, two day, devotees will give. No, it is not one day, two days, sir. It is a lifetime, sir. Please think about my plight. So he didn't know what to do. He also understood. He quietly walked off. Next day, morning darshan. After my wedding, 1 year, I am only there. He never talked to me, out of syllabus. Out of form, that is our terminology. Out of form, that means what? I am omnipresent for Baba. He will, even if you stand and try everything, he will not look at you. He will look through you, but not at you. It is like that. So 1 year, I was going through that time, and that time only all my problems need to be sorted out. Oh my God. So finally, next day morning, I decided, come what may, he's going to shout. Better he shouts, then my problem will be solved. Next day morning he finished darshan, and suddenly commotion. People are running up and down. I ran and asked, what man, what's happening? Swami is going to Prashantinilayam. What? Yeah, Swami is going to Prashantinilayam. Yes, Swami is going to Prashantinilayam. Immediately I told my wife, Swami is going to Prashantinilayam. Come on, we will also go. So we also took car and followed Swami, went to Prashantinilayam, and met the secretary. Secretary knows me very well. So he gave me accommodation. He said, congratulations, happy married life. Yes, sir, happy married life. First you give me one room for my wife and me, and then we will see. Then only our life, we don't know what will happen. Hey, I can't do anything. You ask Swami, sir, staff quarters, I already did the spade work. In staff quarters near Samadhi Road, 3 portions are empty. You tell Swami and get me 1 portion, sir. I will go and stay there. Inside ashram, I can't lift my luggage every function, sir. Please do something. He said, I can't ask, Baba, I can't ask. If you want, you write a letter. And then if Swami picks up the talk, then I will sandwich the whole thing. He said, okay, fine. So morning bhajan is over. I wrote a letter. Kail Das, he was doing the duty there. I gave a letter. The letter was passed inside. 3 o'clock, secretary calls me to his office. I rush to his office. And then he says, Sai, Swami has blessed you, man. Swami has given accommodation. I said, thank you very much, sir. Staff quarters? No. Where? Mandir, oh my God, don't worry, I will give you a room. I myself told Swami, after his lunch, he told the whole thing. After his lunch, he read your letter and he told Sai Suresh pendli cheskuni vachadu, variki accommodation kavalanta, oka accommodation ee. Then I told Swami, staff quarters 3 portions are empty, can I send? Swami said, no, they are young people. They should not be outside. They should be inside ashram only. You put them inside only. And he will ask you ground floor room. Don't give ground floor room. Give him top floor room. Young people, they should go up and down. After finishing everything, he said, give with the kitchen. Everything. Give with the kitchen. Give every instructions was given. In the end, highlight. Icing on the cake. You tell him as if you are giving, not me. I am not giving, you are giving. Don't use my name. He said, yes, Swami. And this gentleman told everything to me. This man had a very soft corner for me. And they all know that I run around Swami and do all that work. They also, he only said, the amount of love I saw when Swami was talking about you, I want you to know how much he loves you. But yet he doesn't want to show you. For that only I am telling, man. Please, don't write letter stating whatever I told you. That is supposed to be between me and Baba. Otherwise, I have to vacate my room and give my room to you. I said, okay, fine. And that is how this sweet Lord gave me 2 choice. West 1, C1. Or West 9, D16. First room here, first block, last room there, last block. And he himself preferred, you better be in West 9, that is new block and better. And that is how I lived there for 20 years. Now the most important thing. Very important thing. After some days, Swami casually, when you're talking, he told me, నేను ఉండినంత వరకు నువ్వు నాతో ఉండు, తర్వాత నీకేం చేయాలో నేను చేస్తాను. యు స్టే విత్ మీ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ ఐఎమ్ స్టేయింగ్ హియర్, ఐ విల్ డూ వాట్ ఐఎమ్ సపోజ్ టు డూ వెన్ ద టైమ్ కమ్స్. ఐ డి అండర్స్టాండ్ హెడ్ ద టెయిల్ ఆఫ్ ఇట్. ఓన్లీ వన్ థింగ్ ఐ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఇస్ హీ వాంట్స్ మీ ఇన్ సైడ్. దట్ ఈస్ వెరీ క్లియర్. 2010, I bought a new car. We had a Maruti. My son was complaining every time, Maruti, Maruti, Maruti. I said, that is useful for Swami's seva, man. No, Appa, I want AC car. I said, okay, fine, children growing, we need to compromise something. Then Tata Indigo ECS new model came. Then finally, they decided to buy that car. Puttaparthi, Sahasra Sirisa Purusha Sahasra Sahasra Path. There, Every eye will tell Swami. Every hand will write letter to Swami about others. So therefore, when I bought my car, and if I drive, before I tell Swami, somebody will tell Swami, and Swami will think, stupid fellow, he always sits right under my nose, and he never told me that he bought a car, and someone else comes and tells me, Sai bought a new car. Then what will happen to me? Me and my car have to go to mechanic shop. So therefore, I took the car, 4 days I did not use it. Waited for a good day, wrote a letter. Satyajit brother came, I told him, Satya, I sold my Maruti, bought a Tata car. This is what is there in this. Tell Swami, I want his blessings. If Swami gives Vibhuti packet, give it to me, I will take it. That's all. Just inform. He said, okay sir, I will come. He went inside, after 5 minutes he comes. Sir, Swami said, today evening you must bring your car here. Swami wants to bless your car. Swami said, you must bring your wife and also your son from the school. All Swami will bless at a time here. Then he told Pradhan, in this place, when Swami entrance is there, that Yajur Mandir, park the car here. And he told Padmanabhan everything. I just prayed for blessing. And this is pouring, drenching, drowning me with his love. I ran and told my wife, Swami's called evening, all of us, including our son and car blessing. Wow, it's a great day. So we went there. I forgot to bring my picture there. And there, Swami comes, Swami blesses. And that is the time Swami asked all the details, like a salesman. How many mileage, how much is the cost, exchange offer, everything. And after everything is over in the process, suddenly from my mind, I told Swami, very soon I am going to retire. I have not bought any property. If Swami blesses me, can I buy an apartment outside? Swami said, where? I explained everything. And then Swami looked up and said, yes, yes, yes. The building was under construction. And he said, yes, yes. Big, big glass windows. No windows that time. Big, big glass windows. As soon as you enter, there is a dining hall. Double bedroom. Manchidi, manchidi. Chala santosham. Tisko. How much? I said, sir, Swami, 2,100 per square feet. Anta dabba. I said, Swami, Puttaparthi has changed outside. Oh my God. For Swami also, it was surprise. Anta dabba, anta costlya, like that. Finally, Swami blessed. We gave the advance. Swami used to ask me, what's happening? And one day, Swami said, you must move in. Do all the work, including carpentry work, and then move into that house. Then my son was studying 12th standard, and he said, Appa, April month will be vacation time. I can also run around and do puja, will be very nice. Can we do it in the month of April? I said, okay, fine, we can do it. Again, Swami asked, what is happening? Swami, work is going on. And then Swami said, February 20th, move in. I said, Swami, April, Swami cheppinatuga chei, do as Swami says. Na agnya, my command. I had nothing. So I told my son, this is what Swami said, man, we have no choice. I ran to a local pujari and he said, that is the last muhurtam available, February 20th. And Swami fixed that date. And he said, sir, I'm already busy because that day wedding is there. I asked him, what time is the wedding, man? 8 o'clock. You come at 3 o'clock, man, no problem. Early morning, Brahma muhurtam. You just break coconut and do whatever you want. You finish the housewarming ceremony and then go for a wedding. Because Swami wanted. He said, yes, sir, because Swami said we have to do it. And then morning 4:30, all the prayer, everything is over. Dear brothers and sisters, February 20th, I moved. March 20th, Swami went to hospital. April 20th, Swami left this physical body. 18 years back, he said, so far as I am staying stay with me. When time comes, I will tell you, I will settle you. I didn't understand 18 years back. You see the clarity in his mind. You see the vision in his mind. He is divine, my dear brothers and sisters. Please, it is a great good fortune that we are his devotees. We don't know what good deeds we have done or our elders have done. But he has accepted us and we are one family, Sai family. Live together, love each other, help each other. He has done so much for all of us. He has touched every life in this place in a different way, directly or indirectly. But remember, he is with you. The distance between God and you is the same distance between you and God. If you feel that he is far, he reflects farness. If you feel that he is close and he is in you, he is you and you are him. That is how Babaji has guided me in this life. I will never forget his guidance, and I followed that, and that is how I moved out. And he gave me, and he settled me with a double bedroom apartment. Babaji, my guru. Yes. How Babaji, as guru, that he has done to all of us. I would like to narrate a beautiful incident. Guru, the one who dispels darkness. He removes ignorance. He shows the path, the right path, and he inculcates in us the sense of discrimination, what is right and what is wrong. We have so many varieties of guru. There are some gurus in cities where they are quiet, and you go and approach them, they will bless you and leave you. There are some gurus, they will capitalize on this, and the next moment they will commercialize the whole thing and they will launch, like Bali Chakravarti, one leg in India, another leg in another country, all through the world. But there are some gurus, leave the society, run to the forest, shun the society and run to the forest and say, Koham, Koham, who am I, who am I? And after some years of penance and all the kasrat, then he decides, Soham, Soham, I am that, I am that. The moment he knows that he is God, he settles down happily. He doesn't come back. We have a beautiful guru who lives in society, lived in society, and he says, be part of society, but it don't be attached with the society. Sits on the boat. Neti, neti, not this, not this. And whoever is interested, he says, come on, get into my boat and I will lead you to the right destination. And that is how this guru keep showing God. But for us, guru himself God, and God himself came as guru, and he is our Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba, our Jagat Guru and our Sadguru. One day when we are sitting in the interview room, quite often we used to get interviews, and in the interview room, Swami one day asked, one devotee was there, Swami, your boys are very lucky, Swami. Very lucky. Said, why? They are always close to you, Swami. And they love you so much, Swami. Ah, wo to hai. But they are not very stable. Monkey mind, monkey mind. No, Swami. For Swami, anything. Yes, yes. My boys, for Swami, anything they will do. But the mind should be stable. So immediately one guy got up and he wants to, you know, show off. And he said, Swami, how to control mind, Swami? He said. Swami said, oh, you want to control mind? Are you in the control of mind or mind is controlling you? Pata nahi Swami, sometimes mind is controlling me and I am also controlling my mind. What is the best way to do it? And then Swami, very beautifully that day he said, mind is what? Mind is a bundle of thoughts. He picked up his handkerchief and he said, what is this handkerchief? And he pulled. When I am doing this, we are able to snap this? He said, no. It is so strong. But this handkerchief is made of what? Threads. Thread is made of what? Cotton. Cotton you can blow. Thread you can blow. But why is that? This we can't even hold it tight and tear it. Because it is bundle of thread. Swami said, just like this cloth is your mind. Your mind is bundle of thoughts. You want to calm your mind, remove one by one, all the thoughts you remove. When you remove the thoughts, mind is clean, mind is clear. But we dump with so much of thoughts, that is why we are not able to understand and appreciate. So therefore, Swami said, there should be a very good balance between mind and heart. If you train your mind, Swami says, if you think positively, sound can become music, movements can become dance, smile can become laughter, mind can become meditation, and your life will be a celebration. Everything is a reflection of our mind. And then Swami said, Swami, all are your devotees. Swami said, Andru na bhaktulu kadu. Swami, that day, beautiful, beautiful analysis. All are not my devotees, Swami said. You may say, you are my devotee. But the correct version is, I must feel that you are my devotee. And not, you should not say, you are my devotee. Then what is the difference, Swami, we asked. Then Swami said, bhakti. Bhaktudu anetappudu bhakti viswasam. Idu rendu undali. Devotion and faithfulness. Faith, these two things should be there. Only devotion, devoid of faith, you are not a devotee. And only faith is of no use. You should have bhakti also. And then Swami said, one day, Narada approached Mahavishnu. And he said, Swami, Narayana, Narayana, when he went, Mahavishnu says, how are you, Narada? Oh, fine, Swami. All the time contemplating on your name. Oh, just contemplating on my name. Do you feel you are elated and you are my devotee? Of course. Yes, Swamiji. All the time I say, Narayana, Narayana. And there is no one else better than me. And then Swami says, no. You go down, check for yourself. And this man comes down. And he finds a sage sitting on a banyan tree. For many years doing penance for realization. Narada approached him and says, Narayana, Narayana. Then the sage opens his eyes and says, oh, what a blessing, Narada, you have come. How are you, great soul? How is your sadhana going? Oh, great, Narada, great. Doing well, everything is fine. In fact, in another 6 months, I am going to realize myself and I am praying so hard and Mahavishnu will come and he will bless me profusely and the soul will get released and I'll get realization. Are you sure? Of course I'm doing sadhana. This is going to happen. Oh, but I have a problem. Narada, what is your problem? Oh, not for me. For Mahavishnu problem. What? Mahavishnu problem? Yes. Yes, Maharishi, Mahavishnu is having a problem. What is the problem? You see, in left hand, he is having a needle. And in the right hand, he is having an elephant. And he is trying to push this elephant into the eye of the needle. And he is desperate. 1 week he is struggling. He is becoming very violent. Why this is not going? Why this is not going? He is trying to fix this elephant into the eye of this needle. Maharishi, he laughed. Don't joke, Narada. Don't joke. How can that happen? I am not joking. This is what I saw things happening up. I thought I will share with you. This is the plight of Mahavishnu there. And on top of it, you say he is going to give you liberation. I have my own doubts. Narada, Mahavishnu created needle. Mahavishnu created elephant. Don't tell me Mahavishnu do not know that the elephant cannot go into that hole. Don't tell me that. This is what I am trying to hint at him, but he is not listening to me. I don't know what to do. And then he walks. Still mind. Just put a small pebble, the ripple starts. And this Maharishi, oh my God, did I waste all these months of sadhana? If Mahavishnu can't even think that elephant cannot get into that hole, do you think he will come and give me liberation? So, chanchalam, such a great sage, imbalance in his mind. And Narada goes to the field. He finds innocent farmer. Hey farmer, how are you? Oh great Narada, great. I am so blessed. I am having your darshan. How is your family and the job? Oh, Mahavishnu is taking care. Everything is fine. We are every day struggling. We are meeting our ends. But we are contented. We are very happy. Yeah, you are very happy, but Mahavishnu is not happy. What are you saying, Mahavishnu not happy? Oh, he is having needle, he is having elephant, the same procedure, everything he told. Then again the farmer laughed loudly and said, Narada, please don't joke. I said, I'm not joking, yeah, this is what is happening there. Narada, if you don't mind, can you come with me to my garden? He said, why not? Come on, let's go for a walk. And he goes to the garden and he shows, Narada, do you see a jackfruit tree? Yes. How many branches are there? Many. How many twigs are there? Many. How many leaves are there? Too many. And how many jackfruits are there? Oh, quite a lot. Each one is bulky and heavy. Is it not? Yes. He bent down and picked up jackfruit seed. And he said, this tree, this trunk, this branch, this twig, these leaves, this many jackfruits, everything came from where? Obviously, from this seed. When God can compress His entire creation into this seed, don't tell me Mahavishnu cannot accomplish pushing this elephant into that hole. Then Narada said, that is it. That is it. That is why God never sees your positions. God sees your performance. This is where faith and love, and that is why Swami said, those who believe me, those who trust me, and with your bhakti, if you have viswasam, then you are my devotee. Once when I accept you, even if you say no, I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. Even if you desert me and leave me, I will chase you and I will bring back to my fold. That is the assurance God has given. And that is where he lived for 85 years that way. And motivated, illuminated, and handled many people in many ways. And changed the lifestyle of people. And that is our Lord. So it is up to us whether we claim that we are devotee or God should claim you are my devotee. So that is the punchline here. As Guru, we have learned from Swami. My Babaji. My Babaji as God. As God, He loved me. He protected me. He looked after me and my family. As He was doing for you, all of you. And here I would like to narrate two beautiful incidents where God can do anything. For God, nothing matters. If He decides that He wants to do Hindi, He will do it. And here you find God is love and love is God. So in this, always you find, Swami says, you are God. You are God. Advaita philosophy. Every discourse, if you seriously observe, starting, he says, Divyatma Swarupullara. Prematma Swarupullara. You are the embodiment of divine love. You are the embodiment of divine being. He identifies himself in all of us. That is why he is divine. And we are not get the feel like that. We are not getting it. That is why Swami says, I separated from myself to love myself. He knows that. He knows that we are part of him. Only thing, we do not know that we are part of him, but he knows that we are all part of him. And this is where Swami, very beautiful instance, Swami's love. In 50s and 60s and 70s also, you will find Swami moving out of Prashanti Nilayam after every mega function. Let it be Guru Purnima, Dasara, Swami's birthday, Shivaratri. The very next day, Swami will take his car and vanish from Prashanti Nilayam. Do you know simple reason? Accommodation problem. All of us, when we go those days, 60s and 70s, there is no western, the east and all that was not there. Only we used to stay under the trees. Just spread the mat and, you know, open to sky. That's how children, all of us, we used to share. And go to Chitravati for the bath. That is how we lived those days. Beautiful days, of course. And Swami used to vacate the Prashanti Nilayam so that all the devotees will go. Otherwise, canteen people will come and pray. Swami, we can't cook for so many people, Swami. Very difficult. So, Swami understands the devotee's plight, the organizer's plight, and he used to vacate and go. And quite often, Swami used to make a trip all over India. He is the only God, never left India, except once because of the love of one devotee. He went to East Africa. But otherwise, he never stepped out of India. People say, Swami is here, Swami is there. Swami is everywhere. He need not go. He need not go. He only has to, we only have to realize that he is also there. That's all. But this beautiful Lord attracted entire world to Prashanti Nilayam. He never went. He called everybody. That is why he is divine. Puttaparthi is such a silly, small, insignificant, unidentified village. He has brought to the limelight in the road map, spiritual map, railway map, air map, medical map, educational map. He has brought revolution. Staying in village. Is he not divine? We are also there, sir. We cannot influence our own family people. But he could influence the entire world. What is the difference? Their love. Here we want to be loved. There he shared love. But here only care for our love. We never shared love. That is the difference between Almighty God and we. God is love. Live in love. In Chennai when we are staying, we stayed in Triplicane. Swami quite often used to come to Chennai. And used to stay in Venkatamuni Bangla and Mr. Ishwar's house in Alvarpet. We used to have, my dad had one Lambretta scooter. My mom, my dad and myself, I will be sandwiched between my father and mother in the middle and my sister, small little one, standing in front. Those days Lambretta scooter. And from Triplicane we used to come to Alvarpet. And Swami used to stay for a week or fortnight and every day evening Swami gives darshan. Outside their house there is a good amount of place and a lot of crowd will come. Swami used to collect letters and bhajan will go on. There also in Ishwar's house Swami used to give interviews to some family. His routine never changes. Everywhere it is like that. In our house, a small garden, we had jasmine called Saint Jaji. Jasmine flower. My mother, usually, we all used to pluck the flower at 4 o'clock and my mother ties a small, that much only will come, small garland-like thing. And those days, no plastic paper, only newspaper. Plastic and all revolution now, those days only newspaper. So roll it in newspaper and in a wet cloth and then go there. Wherever we are, Swami loved this flower and that smell. And wherever my mom or my dad is there, Swami will come, pick up that flower and then go to his room. And this Ishwar, he used to tell us, I don't know why, Swami takes your flower to the bedroom, and next day morning you will find Swami has plucked and, you know, he smelt every flower one by one. He loves that flower. From where you are getting? He said, we are not getting, sir. We are growing. It is in our house garden, and my mother makes like this, and we used to hear, oh, very nice, very nice. So this was the ritual going on. And we feel very happy that, you know, we are giving and Swami is accepting us the greatest blessings. What more we need at that time? And Swami sometimes goes to guest house. People will call for dinner. And when Swami goes, he comes back by 9:30 or so. We will not go. We'll stay back. And before going, Swami will do like this. And pick up this parcel and go inside without forgetting. One day, our Lambretta did some small galata. It did not start. So finally, we took a bus, landed in Albert Pit. As usual, we were there. Swami came, darshan over, everything is over. And Swami had to go to somebody's house that day for dinner. So as usual, we will wait, and we are waiting. Swami came at 11:15. All left except my father, my mother, myself, outside. Because the gate will be closed. No, on the road only we will stand in that cold night. Swami came, pushed the down. Buddhi ledu. Ikkade unnaru. Enduku intiki poledu. Why didn't you go home? Why are you here? Swami, flower Swami. What is there if you don't give? Small children, how will you go? How you came? Swami, by bus Swami. How will you go? Swami, we'll go, no problem Swami. No bus now, 11 o'clock, 11:15, 11:30, what bus will come? Swami, 1 hour we can walk down Swami, no problem. Ayyo, in the chikatilo, in this dark, how will you go? Swami, you are there Swami, we will do Nagar Sankirtan and go Swami, no problem, like that my father. Swami was upset. He took the flower, he said, Dad, chippindi cheyaru, never do whatever I say. Took the flower, went inside. Anyway, our work is over. We want to give flowers, we have given. So we started off. So when we came to the circle, my sister was small, so my father and mother both were thinking, and I'm able to manage, you know, little bit. And we are running around. Suddenly we crossed two roads. One car comes. Morris Minor, those days. In Chennai, you will find Herald, Morris Minor, Ambassador, Dodge, Fiat. These are the very popular cars those days. This Morris Minor comes. An old man is there. Big noise, small car. And he comes and stands next to us, and the old man from inside, long beard and all that. Where are you going? You missed the bus or what? I said, yes sir, we missed the bus. My father said, yes, we missed the bus. Where are you going? Now we are going to Triplicane. Oh, Ice House. I am also going to Pride Cross Road. Come, I will drop you. And we saw the car. Do you know what is the condition of the car? No doors. Old car from mechanic shop. No door. And that fellow says, sit. My mother was looking at my father. My father was looking at my mother. Kya karna abhi? Enter. Enter the dragon. So now finally we decided, okay, fine. He said, chalo, chalo, get in, get in. So, single door. So myself, my sister, my mother behind. My father sat without door there, carefully holding onto the seat. Reached 15 minutes. Oh. We got down. We turned back. The car went to the edge of the road and then vanished. We thought, okay, that man zoomed off. Next day, we didn't want to get scolding from Swami. By chance, if it is late, my father religiously took the Lambretta and made it all right. And the next day, we are going in scooter with the same flowers. And Swami finished everything. How did you go yesterday? Swami, one car came and we managed. Stupid. For your sake, I have to go to a mechanic shop and pick up one old car and drop you. If you do like this, I will not take this flower henceforth. And he walked out. just walked out. All, we were shocked. He did not stand. He just gave the statement and went. Stupid fellow, because of you, the trust, you are there, no? That's what we told. Because of you, I have to go to a mechanic shop, pick up a car which came for door repair and dropped me. Dropped us. See, that is the love of God. If he decides to do, nothing stops him. But he has to take the call. And we have to call him fervently. Bhajan hall is a beautiful place. That bhajan hall is part of many devotees and many students, part of memory lane. So many things have happened there. And here every time when any drama or any music program, all will assemble in the bhajan hall. And Swami will come. Each and every thing he will look into. He do the corrections and he will tell what is right and what is wrong. All that, you know, personal involvement. That is his love. One day, in the morning, Swami called one singer. She had come for Swami's darshan. And Swami told that singer, today evening, give program. She said, yes, Swami, but no accompaniments. He said, amara boys hai. Don't worry. Kya chahiye? Harmonium, tabla, nala. Ah, okay, fine, done. So immediately, that day evening, boys were fixed. One boy on nal, one boy on tabla, one boy on harmonium, all that. And this lady was sitting in the bhajan hall. That's a procedure. And Swami will come, take a beautiful darshan line. In the end, he will enter the bhajan hall like this. And then when he goes to the party and ask everything is fine, and then he will go back. Once when he go to the stage, then it is my duty to take the party and make them comfortable on the stage, and the program goes. So religiously it goes on like that. That day, all these boys are ready and the singer also was sitting. Swami finished darshan and entering the bhajan hall. When he was entering bhajan hall, so much of love, you know, and in Swami's face, that happiness that there's going to be a program and this girl, lady is going to sing, you know, so much of enthusiasm. He's like a child sometimes, you know. Sometimes we feel we are more mature than Baba. Like that he behaves. Definitely he behaves like that. So, you're like that, oh, Uchara, Swami said. Have they come? I said, yes, Swami, they are there. They are inside. I said, Swami, yeah, there's, you know, all boys are there. Yes, Swami, everybody is there. So after everything is over, with that full, blooming, joyful, energetic face, Swami entered that door, saw the singer. Immediately that beautiful flower faded away. His face became small. Smile vanished. Something disturbed him. So we didn't know what is wrong. Why, when Swami asked me outside the door secretly, like, I said everything fine. The moment he entered and saw this party, music party, Swami is totally upset. So I thought something is wrong. We don't know what it is. Anyway, I mentally prepared to receive. We are always at the receiving end, okay? Sometimes blessings unasked, it will come. So you just have to be ready to take it and collect it. So I mentally be prepared. And Swami did like this, and the chair straight went to that singer. Kabhi aaya, kaisa hai, kaya, all that he spoke to that lady very nicely. And that lady is happy, Swami is happy. Chair turned. He did like that. So immediately the chair was coming towards me. My God, something is going to happen. And Swami came closer to me and said, Ray, that lady, she is wearing a black sari. Tell her to change that sari. Black sari, not good. Chappu. Swami, I will give you 10 minutes time. I will go inside the interview room, tell that lady to change black sari and then come. After 10 minutes, you can bring her outside. We will start the program. Me, Swami, my heart is here. Imagine highlight. Nu cheppu.
You understand?
Nu cheppu. That means what? You tell, don't use my name. Huh? Love my uncertainty. I didn't know what to do. I have to tell this lady. First I thought, Swami wants you to change the sari. It will be easy for me to tell. And she will also understand because Swami wants. Swami said, Nu chappu. That means what? Don't use my name. Damn it, you tell. How will I go and tell that lady? Lady, black sari is not good. The lady will say, damn it, I'm not wearing for you, man. I'm wearing for Baba. Who are you to come and tell me which sari I should wear? Get out of this place. So bhajan hall will become samadhi for me. How to go and tell lady? If men means at least I can tell. Lady, how can I go? Oh my God, I didn't know what to do. And Swami went inside into the room, dab, into the room closed. I sat like this. All the boys, those who are close to me, heard. Sai sir, what are you going to do? I don't know, yeah. 5 minutes over. Sai sir, 5 minutes over, 5 minutes is there. What do you want me to tell, yeah? You want me to go and tell that lady, change the sari? You go and tell, man. No, sir, you tell Swami didn't like. You heard the last line? What? Don't use my name. Oh, like that, huh? Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Boys are more tense than me. So I didn't know what to do. But actually, the 10 minutes what God gave me was a peaceful time. Do you know why? 10 minutes is there, no? 10 minutes is there. Nothing's going to happen to me. So that was very peaceful for me. After 10 minutes, every second was tension for me. So I've decided, okay, my days have, my prapti is over. I'm not going to tell this lady. And Swami will come. And Swami will see that lady in the same black sari. And this is my black day. And the Swami will throw me out of the hostel. Not following Swami's rules. Swami matalantamir perchesele. All that he will say. He will tell Vadan, throw him out of the hostel. Okay, fine. Today is the last day. I'm sitting in the prayer hall, bhajan hall. Afterwards, I will be part of devotee's line. I mentally started preparing. And every 11th minute, 12th minute, it is increasing. Tension is increasing. Sir, what are you going to do? I said, I am not going to do anything. I am surrendering to his will. I am not going to tell that lady. Whatever Swami wants to tell me, let him tell. I am ready to accept. Dab, door opens. I am sitting in the bhajan hall door, here, this door. And interview room door, I can directly see. From there, Swami, like that he's telling. You told her, she changed her, like that. My face is all gone. I didn't know to say this way or this way. I don't know what to do. I was just looking. Remember, this is the beauty of Lord. When he talked to me from the interview room, next to his chair, I saw 4 saris, pattu saris, silk saris were there. That is for usually after the program they'll give. I saw 4 saris there. Immediately bulb grew. Ah, something I will do now. And then I got up and stood there. Same happiness Swami came, thinking that my student has done job and this lady must have changed her sari. When he entered, black. And I was in black and white. I didn't know what to do. Chappaleda, didn't you tell? Then immediately, Swami, meeri em anukopote, nenu okati cheppana. Swami, if you don't mind, can I request you one thing? Enti, cheppu. Tell me what? Swami, after the program, you usually give sari, no? Yes. Why not you give before the program, Swami? Swami, yenduku, I will tell her to change. Come. Immediately, Swami said, come. So, immediately went to interview room. And that same 4 sari, which fell on my eyes. See, that also God guides you. That 4 saris. Swami, you be in the interview room. I'm telling you. Swami, you be in the interview room. Give me 5 minutes time. Job is done. And I picked up all 4 saris, closed the interview room doors, came running to this lady. Madam. Kya beta, kya? Which color tumko jada pasand hai? Which you like a lot? Kaiko, Swami is giving you ये कलर हमारा पास नहीं, ये अच्छा है. टेक मैडम टेक. आई गेव दैट सारी एंड देन आई सेड मैडम जस्ट स्वामी सरप्राइज्ड यू नो. यस यस व्हाई नॉट वी सरप्राइज स्वामी. हाउ यू वेयर द सारी नाउ नो बिफोर स्वामी कम्स. स्वामी विल फील वेरी हैप्पी दैट व्हेन स्वामी गेव सारी इमीडिएटली यू आर वेयरिंग. स्वामी विल फील वेरी हैप्पी नो. या बट आई हैव टू गो टू R3. नो एवरीथिंग विल बी डन हियर इमीडिएटली. आई कॉल दैट इंचार्ज भजनाल इंचार्ज. देर इज वन स्मॉल रूम वेर आरती प्लेट एवरीथिंग इज केप्ट. आई टोल्ड दैट लेडी ओपन दिस रूम. द रूम वॉज ओपन. आई सेड गो देर एंड चेंज. यू लीव योर ओल्ड सारी देर. आई टोल्ड दैट सेव द लेडी यू फोल्ड एंड कीप इट इन प्लास रेडी एंड इमीडिएटली आई केम एंड सैट. That lady immediately, within 5 minutes, she finished, changed her sari. She came and sat. The door opens. Abba, Sai Ram, Jai Sai Ram. Swami opens the door, enters the prayer hall. I told you that joyful face, that manifold increase. Arre, re, 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 re. Kabhi change kiya, Swami said. Yes, I did it. So finally, sir, what sir, how you think? Babu, I did not think ra. I surrendered. Either give sari or wear sari and go out. I had only two choice. Luckily, I am not wearing sari, man. I am in my white and white. So that is how Swami came to me. Burra. He told me, brainy man, brainy. I said, Swami, it is all your grace. This is how Swami, it is not that he doesn't know that it's a boy to go and tell a lady. It is a situation analysis. He puts you in crisis and see how you bail out, how you swim and how you come out. But he never forsake you. He is always with you, provided you trust. And you believe in him and then surrender to him, he will show you the path. That is why an intelligent person will open your mind. A beautiful person will open your eyes. But a loving and kind person, a personality like Swami, always opens our heart. Swami said, my life is my message. He lived 85 years. He has done so much for the common man, for all humanity. He has given us, he has written books, given hundreds of discourses. He has touched millions of hearts, including you and me. I think it is time now. Let our life is your message. Change our life. And our life should be his message. I think we can definitely do that. And that is a gratitude that we can show to our dear Lord. Thank you. God bless you all for giving me this opportunity.
Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Tune into Sai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.